football on off the ball.
That was the main thing that when I finished playing football. In other words, you're bringing the knowledge that you have over years of football to people who watch football.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll hear from Bohemians new striker Douglas James Taylor, the club's first signing of the summer window. Also get the thoughts of new Brentford boss Keith Andrews on his new gig as he becomes the first Republic of Ireland manager in the Premier League since Chris Hughton. And is Aaron Ramsey finally getting his move abroad? But first, Bohemians have signed striker Douglas James Taylor on a multi-year deal from Walsall. The 23-year-old striker spent the last 12 months on loan at Drogheda United, where he won the FAI Cup last season. He joined Drogheda last July, scored 6 goals in 14 league games last season. He scored a penalty in the FAI Cup final win over Derry City as well, and he told the Bowls in-house media channel that Ross Tierney had an influence on his decision to choose the club.
Well, I knew Ross from Walsall, and he spoke really highly of the club for starters, and then obviously I know from being here for a year how big of a club this is, how much representation they have for the Irish people, and it was just a massive opportunity for me to play for this club.
He added he's looking forward to having more of the ball at Dalymount Park.
Maybe being on the other side of the possession. It was always a tough game against Bowes. Move the ball really well. Fit lads. And I think it's a good fit.
And he also said that Alan Reynolds and Stephen O'Donnell played a key part in selling the football club to him.
I think meeting him, meeting Stevie, meeting some of the staff, I think you realise how much is invested in this and how much there is a plan and they're getting towards something. And I think I'm all big on visualisation and feelings. So when I met and saw the schedule, saw what training looked like, where I'd be, just felt right.
Now, Bowes have announced a new jersey for the FAI Cup, which is a collaboration with Oasis. The club says that all profits from the shirt will be split between the club and two charities. So in terms of the charities, 25% will go to Music Generation Ireland to allow disadvantaged kids across Ireland access to music. The other 25% will go to Community Care Manchester for their work with the Irish community in Manchester. And speaking of Manchester, City were knocked out of the Club World Cup last night. Pep Guardiola's side lost 4-3 to Al Hilal after extra time in Orlando. Bernardo Silva put City ahead in the first half before Marcus Leonardo equalised for Al Hilal just after the break. Malcolm then put the Saudis ahead. Erling Haaland equalised for Guardiola's side in the 55th minute. It was 2-2 after the 90 minutes. Former Chelsea defender Kalidou Koulibaly put Simone Inzaghi's men in front. Phil Foden levelled things again after a cross from Ryan Cherki. But Leonardo got a second to win it for Al Hilal. Guardiola says it's the end of a long campaign which started last August.
Still I have that feeling that the team is doing well. But yeah, we go home and now time to rest, to refresh our minds, and we come back for the next season.
City captain Bernardo Silva says the defeat hurts, despite what some people think of the Club World Cup.
No one wanted to lose. No one wanted more and more vacations. We're very used to not having holidays, unfortunately, obviously, because the schedule is crazy. When we are in a competition, we take it very seriously, and we had a lot of ambition for this Club World Cup, so we're very disappointed.
Al Hilal will play Brazilian side Fluminense in the quarterfinals. They beat Champions League finalists Inter 2-0 in the last 16 in Charlotte. The result ensured there'll be two Brazilian quarterfinalists in the first edition of the expanded tournament. Palmeiras are already through and will play Chelsea in the last 8. Halftime breaks should be extended to 20 minutes in extreme heat, the Global Players Union has said. FIFPro is calling for extra measures to protect footballers after what it describes as the wake-up call of the Club World Cup, which has been plagued by extreme temperatures over the past 2 weeks. FIFA protocols allow for a cooling break lasting for 3 minutes in each half if temperature thresholds are exceeded. Last week brought the summer's first major heat wave in North America. Dozens of people needed hospital treatment for heat-related illnesses. Last week in New York, for instance, the temperature was as high as 39 degrees Celsius, a record for June. The MetLife Stadium just outside the city is due to stage 8 matches at the World Cup next summer, including the final itself. Like most of the other venues across the US, Canada and Mexico, it has no roof, which means there's limited shade for those inside. Ollie Watkins is on Manchester United's list of potential strikers if Rasmus Højlund leaves the club. There's been contact between Old Trafford executives and their Aston Villa counterparts to explore the prospect of a deal as United weigh up several striker options. Conversations between United and Villa about Marcus Rashford at the end of last season included the prospect of Watkins being involved in any possible summer transfer. Now, the £40 million option for Villa to buy Rashford is a no-go. Rashford's desire to join Barcelona put an end to that possibility. Brentford director of football Phil Giles says he wouldn't be massively surprised if United target Brian Bumo stayed at the club next season. United submitted an opening offer of £45 million plus £10 million in add-ons at the start of June for the Cameroon international. That was well short of Brentford's valuation. The second bid then was £55 million plus £7.5 million in bonuses. That's also been rejected. Bumo says he only wants United, but it's believed he's happy to stay at Brentford if the two clubs can't strike a deal this summer. Now, Keith Andrews had his first media engagements as Brentford boss yesterday. Andrews was appointed head coach after agreeing a three-year deal. The former Ireland international and assistant had been Brentford's set-piece coach since the start of last season. Andrews has replaced Thomas Frank. He was also Stephen Kenny's assistant during his Irish tenure. He told the media it's been a long road to get where he wanted to be, but didn't envisage it would be this role.
2 or 3 years ago, I knew I was ready to be a head coach. Would I have foreseen it being this role at this level? Probably not, realistically. Look, the path I've taken has been very deliberate to get to this stage. 3 years ago, I was assistant manager for the Republic of Ireland in a, I don't really like to use the word project, but it was a long part of my coaching journey, 5 years, 21s, and then senior team that I was very, very passionate about, very patriotic, care deeply about Irish football. And I worked with someone that I have a brilliant relationship with, and there was no way I was going to leave that. And then subsequently left to get back into the club rhythm. So the path has been long to get to this point, but to answer your question, no, probably not.
And despite it being his first gig as the main man, Andrews says he's been given no assurances by the club.
No assurances. Listen, I think the reality is it's a football club that's been built in a certain way and has certain ways that they do things, which aren't always the norm. The support, if I look at Thomas as an obvious case, that he received throughout his tenure was nothing but impeccable. The relationships that Thomas built up with Phil, Matt, and all the staff around that was very, very connected and aligned. And I don't see that being any different, really.
And you'll have to hit the ground running with a tricky start to the next Premier League season. Brentford are set to play Nottingham Forest, Aston Villa, Chelsea, Manchester City and Manchester United, all within their first 7 games. And of course, you'll be able to hear live and exclusive commentaries of the Premier League when it restarts in August every Sunday on Off the Ball. Now, as yesterday's transfer rumours swirled around Arsenal making a bid for Hugo Ekitike, Bild in Germany are reporting Liverpool have been in touch with Eintracht Frankfurt over a move for the striker. Heading in the opposite direction could be Luis Diaz, to whom Bayern Munich have taken a fancy for all the recent focus on the incoming Stuttgart wonderkid Nick Foldamade. The German champions are also keen on an experienced wide attacker, and the Colombian international Diaz could fit the bill. Fulham are preparing a bid for the highly regarded Genk forward Tolu Rokodare, who scored 17 goals in the Belgian top flight last season. Richarlison could be heading to Galatasaray after being given the green light by Tottenham. One player very much Turkey bound is Tammy Abraham, who's due to join Besiktas from Roma in a €15 million deal. In the Championship, Hull are close to finalising a deal for Aston Villa's Louis Barry, who was impressive in League One in the first half of last season when he was on loan at Stockport. Jonjo Shelvey has also been training with Hull. Watford have re-signed Ireland defender James Abankwa on a season-long loan deal from Udinese. The 21-year-old spent the second half of last season on loan at Vicarage Road, making 19 appearances in the Championship. Abankwa signed for Udinese in January 2022 after he impressed with St. Pat's and their FAI Cup winning team. Aaron Ramsey was set to travel to Mexico on Monday night ahead of signing for Liga MX side Pumas. Ramsey's already completed a medical with the Mexico City club and is due to agree a deal for the coming season with an option to extend. 34-year-old turned down interest from clubs in Saudi Arabia and the UAE to join the Pumas, who start their new season in mid-July. and Aitana Bonmatí has joined up with Spain's Euro 2025 squad in Switzerland after having treatment for viral meningitis. The 27-year-old missed the 3-1 friendly win over Japan last week. She was taken to hospital in Madrid to be treated. Bonmatí, who's won the last two Ballon d'Ors, was discharged from hospital on Sunday, but she's unlikely to feature in Spain's opening group game, which is against Portugal in Bern on Thursday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.